discussion of the Flaonim, the Kedushas Midin Evik Knaini. A new case. We had the case, the first case of Rava was the Kedushas Midin Orik, Taimana Laploni Vekadesh Anilach. So there the money is going from Ruvain to Shimon. The Isha is not acquiring anything, and yet she'll be Mekudeshes with the Hana that he's listening to the woman and doing her bidding, the Hana that the Ploni is receiving, that we treat it as if the woman is getting the Hana, or with the money itself, as some of the Rishonim say, we treat it as if the money is going through the woman to the other individual. Different ways of understanding that first case. So now Rava introduces a second case. Helech Mone v'hiskachi l'ploni. Reuven tells Sarah, he tells the Isha, take a mone. She is accepting something. She is receiving money. Not like in the first case. You take this mone, and you be mekudeshes to Ploni, you be mekudeshes to Shimon. The chiddush of the case is that Shimon is not giving anything. The Baal is not giving anything to the woman. The woman is receiving, but the Baal is not giving anything. And yet it works. Eved Knaini lav afal gav lokochosim v'lo midika koni nafshei hagavar nami afal gav lokochosim v'lo midika koni lo lahayitza. By an Eved Knaini mashakona Eved Konarabo, he doesn't own any money, and yet he's yotze b'kesev v'hefta, the pasuk v'hefta tells me that the Eved Knaini, that the Shikha Knainis can be pulled to themselves and go out free. So how can that work? They don't own any kesev, so how does the whole thing work? So the Pasha Pshat is, it works by someone else giving the Kesef on behalf of the Eved, on behalf of the Shivcha. So how can that be? What, they being Yotzi B'Kesef, it sounds like it's a Kinyan Kesef, that the Odon is the Makna, the Odon is Makna, the Eved to himself. Normally the Makna receives something, and he's giving something back. Right? He's giving the Eved, Makna's giving something, he's giving the Eved to himself, and the person who is Kona normally is giving money, by a Kenyan Kesef, he's giving money to the Makna. There's an exchange of sorts, that the Kone gives money to the Makna, and the Makna gives something to the Kone. Here, the Makna is giving the Eved to himself, the Makna is giving something to the Eved, but the Eved is not Chosa Velomidi, he's not giving anything to the Makna, and yet it works. Zeres HaKosa, that works to free the Eved Knaini. So comes Rav and says that by Kiddushin, it's Doch Dezel Bazach. By Kiddushin, you see, the din of Eved Knaini teaches us the Yisod about Kenyan Kesef. That the Yitzhiyah of the Eved is a Kenyan Kesef. It's a Kenyan Kesef that something is going to the Adon and the Adon is giving the Eved to himself. That's a Kenyan Kesef. So we see from there a fundamental Yisod about Kenyan Kesef. That the Kone doesn't have to be Chosen Midi. That he doesn't have to be giving something up to the Makne in order for the Kenyan Kesef to be Chal. As long as the Makne is receiving something from someone, he's receiving Kesef from someone, he's receiving Hanor from someone, Shove Kesef. From someone, that's sufficient, and the Makna then can give over something, a chayfetz, a person, etc., to the Kone, even though the Kone himself is not chasa, the Kone himself is not giving anything back. That's the Chiddush Din. We learn from the Din of Eved Knaini that Kinyan Kesef doesn't require that the Kone give anything up. So the same is true by Kiddusha Isha, that even if the Baal is not giving anything up, he's not giving something to the Isha. A third party is giving Kesef to the Isha, that's fine. The Isha receives something from a third party, that's fine, even if the Baal is not giving anything to the Isha. That's the Chiddush, that's the second Chiddush of Rav. So how does this work? So let's see Rashi. Let's start simple. Let's look at the Rashi, we'll look at some of the other Rishon. Hey lechmona v'hiskachi l'ploni. It says Rashi v'hu shlucho ela shemakacha mishalom. A blockbuster Rashi. Rashi at the outset, he gives you fundamental principles of this case. First point of Rashi, he says, v'hu shlucho. First of all, you should know that this third party must be a shliach of the Baal. It has to be a shliach of the Baal. Why should you assume it has to be a shliach? Why does Rashi come off to say v'hu shlucho? Maybe not shlucho. Does the Gemara say shlucho? Why did Rashi assume it has to be shlucho? Why? I'm sorry? Nesina, right? More. Kiva? Das. More, just simple. Yaakov? Shlucho shaladim kemoso. Without a shlichus, how can this kiddushin work? What's the problem with this kiddushin if there's no shlichus? How does it get off the ground? The chora, the Baal is the one who's makadesh the isha. So if this third party is not a shlich of the Baal, how does he come to the case? What, he's going to do a kiddushin without a shlichus on the Baal? Is the Baal doing the maisa kiddushin then? Can we say that the Baal is doing a maisa kiddushin if a third party is giving the kesef, a third party is giving the kesef to the isha, the baal is not giving the kesef to the isha, and there's no relationship between the third party and the baal, what kind of a ma'aseh kiddushin is that? L'chora, a ma'aseh kiddushin means that the baal is doing a ma'aseh kiddushin with the isha. So if the third party is not a shliach of the baal, what kind of ma'aseh kiddushin is this b'chalal? That's l'chora why Rashi immediately says v'hu shlucham. That's just the understanding of Rashi, even if the Gemara doesn't say it. L'chora it's d'ach adavar pashat. That's what Rashi assumes. Not all Rishonim assume it's such a davar pashat. But Rashi says it's davar pashat. L'chora, you know, you look at the sugya, simply, Rashi's right. L'chora it's a davar pashat that the third party has to be a shliach, because if not, it doesn't get off the ground. So what's the chiddush over here? If he's a shliach, we assume there was a mina shlichas at some point in time. That can't become a shliach without a mina shlichas. Maybe he can become a shliach without a minui. Maybe if the Baal indicates to the third party that it's a zchus for him to be mekadesh this woman, zechia mitam shlichus, without getting too far afield, the second perek. Right? Maybe zechia can work like a shlichus, but lechora, all that has to occur before the kiddushin. That the Baal expresses his desire to marry this woman, so he either appoints the shliach mamish, he appoints the third person as a shliach, or even if he doesn't appoint him, Zachin La'adam Shlobafanov tells me that if he expresses his desire to marry this woman, then Zechia perhaps is mitam shlichas, it's like a shlichas, it's like a minu shlichas, it's an implicit minui perhaps, without saying too much. I mean, I've already said too much, but, right, Zechia is mitam shlichas, so it's as if he's a shliach, okay? So what's the chiddush of it? If he's a shlichas, what's the chiddush? Zag Rashi, Ela Shemekadsha Mishala. The chiddush of the din of Ebeknaini is that the shliach is being mekadosh the isha with his own kesef. It's the shliach's kesef, it's not the mishliach's kesef. It's not the baal's kesef. That's the whole chiddush of this gemara. The chiddush of the gemara, according to Rashi, is not that the third party can be mekadosh the isha without a shlichas of the baal. No, he is a shliach of the baal. Either through a mina shlichas or through a zechi, he is a shliach of the baal. But he's mekadosh mishalo, he's being mekadosh with his own kesef. That's the chiddush. That Eved Kanani teaches me that the shliach can be mekadosh the isha bekesef mishalo, with his own kesef, and that can work for kiddushin. You would have thought that maybe the Mishaleach has to provide the kesef for the shliach. Not only does he have to have a minor shlichus, not only does the third person have to be a shliach of the Baal, but the Mishaleach has to provide the kesef for the Maisa Kiddushin. That's what you would have thought. Comes to the din of Eved Kanani and says, nay. He does have to be a shliach of the Baal. The third party has to be a shliach, but he can be Makacha Mishalo. The kesef Kiddushin can come Mishal Acher from a third party. That's the whole chiddush of this Gemara, according to Rashi. Midina b'knaini, Rashi explains, the tam masis mekamon, kones asu b'kesef al yidei acherim, sh'acherim poden oso b'mamona, v'kona atzo v'yotzu l'cheres. The avagab l'choser iu b'hai mamona midi. The eved k'naini can go free even if the kesef is provided by acherim, provided by someone else. So it's the same thing over here. Even though the kesef is provided by the third party, the kiddushin can be chal. That's Rashi, yes.
Do you define what this minoy shlichus is?
The same as every other minoy shlichus.
What's the Baal saying?
Baal says, I want you to be my shlich, to be mekadosh this isha for me. The full minoy shlichus.
With what?
He doesn't tell him with what. If the shliach had asked the Baal, but hey, you know, I need a pruta. I don't want to be out the pruta. I'm not going to give her a pruta. I want to give her, you know, a dollar. Right? Give me the dollar. I don't want to have to pay him. So if the mishaleach wants him to do it, then the mishaleach will give him the money. But if the shliach doesn't ask him, right? The shliach is his friend, so the shliach says, it's no problem, I'll provide the money, you know, so he gives me lunch, I'll give him the kesef kiddushin, lunch, kiddushin, that's all the same, right?
Is it possible to say then that it's you or Matana then? That the shliach, that the shliach, it's as if he's given the shliach a matana, therefore it is not really his.
But can the shliach give a matana to the mishaleach without it being yotze from the rishus of the shliach?
Well, he kind of is, he's kind of giving it to the mishaleach.
Whose money is it? Belongs to the shliach until the woman gets it, so he's still mekadosh mishalo. He's only mekadosh with money that belongs to him, not to the mishaleach. If he gives the money to someone else, he says, I want to be mezakeh the money to the mishaleach. A third person, a third man involved, right? If he turns to the roommate, the third roommate, and he says, I want to be mezakeh the money on behalf of the mishaleach who told me to do kiddushin with Zara. So then, taka the money belongs to the mishaleach, and then I don't need any chiddush over here. But we're not talking about that. He wasn't mezakeh the money through someone else. You can't just take money that belongs to you and say it should belong to someone else. It has to be yotze from your rishus to go to someone else. That's why there's a chiddush din that he can be mekadesh mishalo, even though the money does not belong to the mishalev. This is Rashi. And this is how the Rashba elaborates on Rashi and explains the Rashi. This is how the Rashba explains the Rashi. Helech manav iskachi laploni mekadesh midin evet knaini. Upirish Rashi v'hu shaso shliach ela shehamos shalo lomar. Lomar. Why does Rashi say v'hu shaso shliach? Zok de Rashba shem lo aso shliach ena mekadeshes. I feel in this Ratzel lebesov, even if when he did the Kiddushin, then he goes back to the Mishalev. Mishalev says, yeah, I'm so happy. Right? He goes back to the Baal and he says, yeah, I'm so happy that you did this to me. I'm having such a hard time finding a Shidduch. And yeah, you attack a Mechavin. I think it's a great idea. It's a great idea. But he didn't say anything in the beginning. Zakhtar Hashemah, that doesn't work. Mishim, the B'shas Kiddushin, Mias, Lo Miknia. B'shas Kiddushin, the Kinyan didn't take effect. D'ha'iu lo shav yishliach, because he didn't make a shliach, b'feirish. V'dil malon isratzim meikara b'hachim. We don't know that he had ratzim meikara. If he has ratzim meikara, he shows that it's his chus, so maybe zechiv mitam shliach. But if he has no ratzim betchila, so that's not going to work. Even if l'basof he demonstrates his ritzu, that's not enough. And the Rashba invokes the Gemara in the second parak, which we're not going to get to. It's not really germane to the sugya. But most of the Rishonim learned that sugya as saying that, yes, a ritzui would work. If a person expresses his ratzon for the kiddushin, that's okay, but it has to be betchila, has to be before the kiddushin. If he only expresses the ratzon later, la'achar ha'maisa, that's not going to be enough, because there's no shlichas involved, there's no zechi mitam shlichas, and that can't work. Right? It has to be before the kiddushin that he expresses his ratzon for the kiddushin, and then perhaps we'll say that zechi mitam shlichas. Against some of the Rishon, there's a lone Rishon that says, no, even if Lebesov, he expresses the Ratzon, that's enough. But the Rashba says, it's Pilei Ployim. Pashup Shad is not like that. And Rashi is not working with that approach. Rashi and Rav Yishonim assume that even Zechim Mitam Shlichas has to be expressed before the Kiddushin, because if not, then there is no Shlichasim. And then the Kiddushin is not going to be Chal. Yes?
Why didn't the Rashba say
Shlichas Shalom Kamosa? I think that's implied. It's understood. Then shlucha shalavim kemoso. If lo asa shlich, it's not going to. The reason why he doesn't say shlucha shalavim kemoso mamish is because he is entertaining the possibility that zechiah could be mitam shlichas also. That zechiah would also work. If artsuye artsi kame, if he said it from the beginning that he wants the third party from the kaddish decision, that also would work. So he doesn't want to lock himself into shlucha shalavim kemoso. Even zechiah would also work. But he means it. It means that if he had a minyan shlichus, then shlucha shalom kemos. Okay, this is Rashi as explained by the Rashba. What is the Ritva? And there's a totally different shot in the sukkah. Different than Rashi. What does the Ritva say? A kutzav vart in the Ritva, small dibur masra, but a dibur masra that rocked the worlds. Helech manav iskachi leponim mekadeshes midin evet kenai. Zok the Ritva, perish. Hamayri b'she'ein hanosen shlucha shalom kemos. So he starts off by knocking you out of the water. You thought Rashi held. You thought the Gemara was talking about aso shliach. So zok the Ritva, that's not what the Gemara is talking about. So first of all, you should know that he's not the shliach of the Mekadesh. Ela shenosin kesef mishalo kedei shetiskadesh bo lozeh. The third party is giving kesef to the woman so that she'll be mekudeshes to the Baal. Right? The third party of his own volition is giving kesef to the woman. He's not the shliach of the Baal, right? Shimon is giving kesef to the woman so that she'll be mekudeshes to Reuven. Shimon is not a shliach of the Baal. That explains why the Gemara didn't mention anything about shlichas. Right? The lashon of the Gemara sounds a little bit better according to this. There's no mention of shlichas because Taki's not a shliach. Rashi just assumed he's a shliach. Zok the Ritva, don't assume anything. Not the sugya. That's not what the Gemara is assuming. He didn't make him a shliach. Zok the Ritva, and that's exactly the point. That's why I need the din of Eved Kenai to say that the Kiddushin is going to be Chal. If I saw Shliach Zok the Ritva, I don't need the din of Eved Kenai to explain why the Kiddushin is going to be Chal. Very interesting idea over here. Rashi says, "V'hu shaso Shliach." He really is the Shliach. And Avol Pekein, I need the din of Eved Kenai because he's Mekadesh Mishalo. Comes the Ritva and says, no, if he wouldn't be a Shliach, I wouldn't need the din of Eved Kenai to explain why this Kiddushin works. We're talking Dafka about a case where he is not the Shliach, and that's why I need the Chiddush Din. The cave and the cane, Sarat Shaoso Ploni Yomar Lahariya Makudashis Libisov, Shinasan Lach Ploni Shitiskachi Li. Since the case is where the person who's giving the money is not the shlich of the Baal, that's why Zokta Ritva, the Baal has to come around and say a special amira to the woman. He needs to say Hariya Makudashisli. It's not enough that the third party says Hariya Makudashisli. According to Rashi, the third party is the shlich of the Baal. He's the one who says Hariya At Makudash. It's not Li, but Lo. Hariat Mukadesh is Ruvain. Dr. Ritvan, no, we're not talking about that he's the Shliach. He's not a Shliach of the Baal. So he's not a Shliach of the Baal. So who's doing the Kiddushin here? The Baal is doing the Kiddushin, not the third party. The third party is providing the Kesef. But the Baal is the one who's doing the Kiddushin according to the Ritvan. Baal is doing the Kiddushin. So if the Baal is doing the Kiddushin, he needs an Amira. Just like every other Kiddushin, he has to say, Hariat Mukadesh is Li. Bimonesh and Nosan Ploni Loch. Below Arminan Hochel, the Nesinas Ache Bishvilo Chashiva Knesinoso. The din of Evet Knai is Mecharish to me what? The whole Chiddush is that the Nesina of the third party is like the Nesina of the Baal. He's not the Shlech. The third party is not a Shlech of the Baal. Evet Knai tells me that the Nesina of the third party can be viewed as a Nesina of the Baal, even though he's not a shliach of the Baal, but the Baal is doing the Kiddushin here. I need an Amir of the Baal because he's the one who's doing the Kiddushin. Din of Evet Knai, he teaches me that the Nesinas Acher, Nesina of someone who's not even a shliach, Nesinas Acher, Nesinas Kesef from a third party is enough. It's Choshev Kinesina, so it's as if the Baal is giving the Kesef, since he's giving it on behalf of the Baal, even though the Baal didn't make him a shliach. But he's not the Mekadosh. He's not the shliach, so he can't be the Mekadosh. He's just giving the Kesef. Nesinas Acher is considered Nesina that works for Kinyan Kesef in Kola Terakula. But the Baal is the one who's being Mekadesh. That's how the Ritva understood the Sugya. Tremendous Kiddush. Right? That the Kiddush din over here is that the Baal can do the Kiddushin. Bekesef Shal Acher, the Nesina of the Acher, can work for the Baal, even though the Acher is not the Shlech of the Baal, and he's not doing the Maisa Kiddushin. It's the Baal who's doing the Kiddushin with the Nesina of the Acher. And that can work. That can be a Kesef. Akiva.
I guess this is a Kashan Rashi, but isn't the Ritva saying this because if he didn't have a Kanani, a Shaliach wouldn't work, right? If the Evid himself appointed a Shaliach, it's Shalitos Kimoso. And
the Evid really can't appoint a Shaliach, right? The Evid, can he appoint a Shaliach? Can the Evid really appoint a Shaliach? Let's think about that, right? The Eved is not a Ben Bris. What? I'm sorry?
You can't, because the Gemara says that the only way to give it to him is if he's like tied down. Because the Gemara asks, how can you ever give an Eved a Gemara? If you can perform to the Shliya, then obviously it's how that's going to do it.
Gemara in Gittin at the end of the second parak has a shayla. Right? And an Eved, I forget already what the shayla is. Gemara assumes that the Eved is not b'toras, right? He's saying that b'toras Gittin the Kiddushin, so therefore, do you have a Gemara Gittin? Evid Maushi Yasa Shliya Lakabe Gerishim Yad Baila. He's talking about Gerishim. Ain't Evid Nasa Shliya Lakabe Gerishim Yad Baila if Yishan Avatar has given the Kiddushin. You see, it's funny. The Evid could get his own Shtar Shechar. So can he be Memana Shliach to receive his Shtar Shechar? He is B'Toras getting his own Shtar Shechar. It's a little bit different than getting a Gerisha. He's not B'Toras getting the Kiddushin, but he's B'Toras his own shikra. That's the only reason I'm thinking. He could always have the kesef here. No, the kesef is going to the other. Okay, leave this out. Yeah. Akiva, back to you.
I'm saying, Rashi said it's shliach. That would be good because we need the shliach to like the Baal himself giving the kesef.
Pasha Pshat is, if the mice in a scene is not occurring from the Mekadesh, so then how does the Kiddushin work?
So you didn't have a Kani, that is the problem itself, that he himself can't be the one giving. So Rashi calling him a Shaliyah for him is a problem, he didn't have a Kani.
The Din of Eved Kani is who can't be the one giving?
The
Eved.
The Eved himself.
Yeah.
So having Shaliyah do it for you, being compared to Kiddushin, but the Din of Eved Kani wouldn't even work, so how can you say the Din of Eved Kani?
The reason why you need shlichus and kiddushin is a different point that the ma'isa kiddushin has to occur from the baal, right? To be mashacher the eved, the odot has to receive money. That's all. You don't need a ma'isa nesina. By kiddushin, the baal has to do a ma'isa kiddushin. So if the third party is not the shlich of the baal, Rashi assumes it's not going to be called a ma'isa kiddushin because he's not a representative of the baal. So then it turns out that a third party did the ma'isa kiddushin. How can that work? Comes the Ritva and says, who says there's a gzeres hakosav that the Baal has to do a ma'isa kiddushin? The amira of the Baal is the kiddushin. The nesina can come from someone else, even if he's not a shliach of the Baal. That's the whole chiddush of this gemara. Yes.
So he comes a week later, he's like, he doesn't know what is happening. Reuven goes to Leah and says, you're married to Shimon. Shimon finds out a week later, someone tells him. And then he says, okay, I'm happy. So a week later, what, Freya, he...
No, the kiddushin is chal now, based on the nesina from before. Right.
It wasn't chal.
I don't think so. No, it's chal b'shas the amir of the baal.
Someone
right.
Gave her kiddushin in that week. She'd be married to the other guy.
Probably. That's what it sounds like, yeah? The amir is happening after the nesina. So what? The kiddushin is chal amafreya b'shas nesina?
How can you have the amir that's already hers? The Rambam doesn't say
no, but the person only gave it to her b'torah as kiddushin.
Is that true?
I think so. Doesn't he say that?
I thought the
Ritz was
whole point.
Heilich mona leploni. Now, what does that mean?
But then what's he doing?
What's he doing?
What's the Amira? The Amira is just...
The Amira is the Kiddushin. The Baal is the one who's doing the Kiddushin.
So is the Ritz, it's a T'nai? The money's given over?
Of course. The money is a T'nai because without Kesef, there is no Kiddushin. This is Kiddusha Kesef. The Chiddush is that the Nesina of the other individual can be Chal as Kiddusha Kesef, but the Baal has to do the Maisa Kiddushin. His Amir is what's doing the Kiddushin. Probably not. That's what it sounds like. If the Baal later is Mekadisha, so at that moment the Moos become hers. But I would be willing to say that until the Baal says that this is Kiddushin, so he uses the money as Kiddushin, maybe Taka, she's not calling the money. The only?
Yeah. The person himself doesn't have to give anything up. And according to Rashi, it's still also is like him himself, that he is giving something up.
Rashi?
Yeah.
If the din of Eved Kenani is what? That he can be Mekacha Mishalo, that the Eved Kenani doesn't have to give anything up. Right?
Still, is like him himself, then he is giving something up here.
If the shliach is like him himself,
right.
So then he is giving something up.
Then the Baal himself is giving money. What do you need Eved Kenani for? It's the opposite problem.
Is that the way shlichus really is working?
What
is shlichus? Maybe you could tell us what shlichus is about. Right? You're saying what? If the shliach gives the money, then it's as if the Baal is giving the money? Is that really true? Maybe you could look at shlichus that if the shliach gives the money, then he does the ma'isa kiddushin, and now the chalos kiddushin relates back to the Baal, but the shliach did the ma'isa with his own money. You're taking a stand on shlichus, which I'm not sure is so muchruch. Maybe we'll have to get to that tomorrow. It's Feris Yushalayim, Shleim Le'eger, the Ketzei Sachoshin. I don't mean just to, you know, name drop here, but yeah. But I am name dropping. Voila. That's a great question. Well, we have to answer that question. Then perhaps we'll answer your question, too. Yes?
Noah. How does the Ritva deal with the issue that plagues the Rashba of Ratzon and Das?
Ratzon and Das. According to the Ritva, the Mekadesh, with his Amira, is doing the Kiddushin. He's just co-opting the Nesina of the other individual. So he's demonstrating his Das with the Amira. That's enough. The Rambam, I'm sorry.
Don't we learn from the so you have Medaber Ine Shem al Isi Gita Kedusha that the Amira has to be Samoch to the Nesina? it has to be, you have to be speaking about Moshe Kedushin, Moshe Gittin, up until the point of the Nesina, but if there's a break in the middle, so you can't...
That's only because you don't know if the Nesina was given L'shem Kedushin unless you actually say something about it. But here, if there's a Nesina from before, if the man... You see, this is a strange case where the man can give the Kesef and say, this is Kesef Kedushin, this is Kesef Kedushin, and yet it's not Kedushin yet. How can that be? But he said it's Kesef Kedushin. No, but the problem is a third party says it's Kesef Kedushin. The Baal didn't say it's Kesef Kedushin. So now the Baal can co-opt that Nesina later and say, I talk agree, it's Kesef Kedushin, and I'm being Mekadosh you now. Comes the Rambam and says something similar to the Ritva, but it's not so clear. Is he a Ritva man? What is he doing? Let's see the Loshon of the Rambam. In the Chazishas. The Rambam in the Chazishas, Parakei Halacha Chavez. Amal Ahelech Adina Zev Matana Ve'eskachi Leploni. Ve'kitcha Os Leploni Ve'amal Ahariyah Mekudeshes Li Bahanazu Abo Lech Begloli. Harezu Mekudeshes Avavish Lonasam Laha Mekadish Klo. This is the second halach of Rava in the Gemara, right? That Ploni gives him money, and then the Mekadesh is Choze Ve'omer. Choze Ve'omer, just like the Rambam says that by Orev, he has to be Choze Ve'omer, Hiskachili Bahanazu Shekibalti Mimech Matona. Hiskachili Bahanazu She'ani Nose Matona Leploni. Right? The Rambam says over here as well that the Baal has to come around and say, Hariyam HaKadosh Shekibalti Bahanazu Habol Lech Biglali. So who does he sound like? The Ritva, right? It sounds like the Ritva because he does say that the Mekadesh has to have an Amir. But the Rashba is troubled with the Rambam. What's the kasha of the Rashba against the Rambam? He quotes the Rambam. HaRambam Pirsha Lazuk, Yigon Shechazar, Nishin Iskachal, V'Omer Lahariya Mekadesh Lili Banazu, Habo Lech Viglali, V'Eini Yodea Midoch Koaza. I don't know, what was Madchik the Rambam over here, says the Rashba. It's not a din of Eved Kenani the way the Rambam is presenting it. Eved Kenani is where Reuven gives to the Isha and he says you should be Mekudesh L'Shimi. What's bothering the Rashi with the Rambam? Well, what's the problem? What's bothering? He doesn't know why is the Rambam madchik himself. He pushes himself into a corner. He says a strange pshat. What's so strange about the Rambam? What is strange about the Rambam? What do you think?
The Rambam requires two amirot, one by the Baal and one by the third party.
Yeah, but what's so strange? Okay. Two amirot meaning why does the Baal have to say anything? That's what you're asking. What should the din be? Yeah, according to the Rashba, the Baal shouldn't have to say anything. Why?
It's like Eved Kenani.
Who is the Rashba like? Rashi. Okay, that's one. So one way to understand the Rashba is that he's troubled with the Rambam, that the Rambam seems to be like whom? Like the Ritva, not like Rashi. Okay, that's one way to look at the Rashba. What's the other way to look at the Rashba? Some of the Achronim didn't interpret the Rashba that way. Akiva?
I thought it's just that it's really between only two people, between the Baal and the Isha.
Better? Yosef? Hana! The Makne, in his parish on Shulchan Aruch, the Makne we have in the Kovic Mepharshim is on the Gemara, but the Makne has a part, as a chalik of the parish, you have a separate Sefer HaMakne, it's a part on Shulchan Aruch, in the Chaz Kiddushin. So in Simon Chavtes Siv Gimel, where this halach is quoted, he interprets that the problem the Rashba had on the Rambam is, why does the Rambam have to mention Hana? Daniel asked this to me and saying, Yoni and Daniel came to me. Why does the Rambam mention Hana over here? What is Hana? Maybe the Rashba is not troubled with the fact that the Rambam claims that the Mekadesh needs a new Amiras Kedushin. The real problem is why does he have to mention Hana? He could say, of course you need an Amira, but he should just say, Hariyah Mekadesh is Libim Monazu, Habo Lach Biglali. Monazu, what does he need Hana for? That's like a good kash. I'm not sure what the answer to that kash is. That's the Makna's interpretation of the Rashba's kash on the Rambam. What's the answer to that kasha? Why does the Rambam have to mention Hana? Shouldn't Mona have been enough? The Mona, Ellie?
This one is in the Baal.
No, but it's not the Hana that the Baal is giving her. It's the Hana that Yanim gave her, that Shimon gave her, the third party. So does it matter whether it's Hana that he gave her, the Mona that he gave her? The Mona is Hana. It's Shavik Kesef. It's Kesef, Shavik Kesef, whatever it is.
The Baal is Hana that he got because of me. I gave you Hana. I want to come in, Shimon will never give me money. You only got that money because of me. The money I couldn't give you, but I know I'm getting the money I gave you.
So the Rambam is learning what? That he's really Mekadosh her not with the kesef that comes from the third party, but it's really a hano that the Baal is giving her directly. That's the chiddush. That if a third party gives kesef to the woman, we treat it as if the Baal is the one giving hana to her, since the third party is giving the hana for the Baal. He's giving the kesef for the Baal, which is if the Baal himself is giving the hana to the woman. That's the chiddush din over here, according to him. That's how you're interpreting. Interesting idea.
The problem is that you don't need a kaiyot.
Right. That's what that was the next point. Right. The Poshe Pshat in the Rashba is not like the Makdan. The Poshe Pshat is like the first interpretation that many of you said. That is the Rashba begins by quoting Rashi that the case in the Gemara is where he's a shliach, the third party is a shliach of the Baal. Elisha Makacha Mishalo. Now comes the Rambam and says no, that the real Makadish here is not the third party, the real Makadish is the Baal. That's why he needs a separate Amira. So forget Hano, Amona, but the fact that the Baal has to do an Amira Mishalo, that indicates that the Baal is the one who's being Makadish. So Frek the Rashba, why does the Rambam interpret differently than Rov Rishonim? Rov Rishonim, Rashi and the others explain that he really is the Shliach of the Baal. Why does the Rambam assume that the Mekadesh is the Baal and not the Shliach? Really, this case is that he's a Shliach of the Baal, but the Chiddush Din is that he's Mekadesh Mishalo. And it's not so posher that the Shliach should be able to be Mekadesh Mishalo. Why does the Rambam stand on his head and he's madchik himself to interpret the case differently than Rashi? That's the posher pshat in the Rashba's Kasha, because it's on the heels of the previous paragraph where he was talking about Rashi. Of course, the answer for the Rambam is that the Rambam's not standing on his head. That's the Ritva's Pshat in the Gemara. That's the Ritva's Pshat in the Gemara. The Rambam's not a Das Yochai. There are other Rishonim who disagree with the Rashi. But Lechor, that's what bothered the Rashba here. That the Rashba was a Rashi man. He liked Rashi. He thinks that without the third party being a Shliach of the Baal, then the Kiddushin can't get off the ground. So he's troubled with the fact that the Rambam didn't interpret like Rashi. He introduces this new Amira that the Baal is saying, Hareat Makudeshesli, Bahana Azu, Bamanazu, whatever it is, that you're Makabel Bigloli. Why do you need the Baal to have an Amira? He's not the one who's being Makadish over here. The Posh Pshat is that it's the Shliach who's being Makadish Lish. So the simple Pshat in the Sugi is that the Rambam is with the Ritva, the Rashba is with Rashi. There are two approaches to this Gemara. Okay? Either that we're assuming that the third party is Taka the Shliach of the Baal, the whole Chiddush is that he can be Mekadesh Mishalo, he can be Mekadesh with his own Kesef of the Shliach, not of the Mishalech. Well, no, he's not the Shliach of the Mishalech. The Chiddush here is that the Nesina of Yenim, the Nesina of a third party, can be co-opted by the Baal later to be a Maisa Kiddushin. That's the Chiddush Din. Yes, Eliezer. I'm sorry?
At least will feed the first understanding of the Rashi's question. Isn't it, the Rashi's case is also not a case of every time. And when you're pointing to Shliach, the case of the idea of Karen is not a pointing to Shliach.
Right, but the idea of Mekadesh Mishalo, the Chiddush Din that we have over here is like an Evik Nine.
The question that the Rashi's asking, at least will feed the first understanding, saying, oh, it's not a similar case. This case also isn't similar.
Why is it not similar?
That in the case of Evik Nine, he's not pointing to Shliach.
Right, but he needs a Shliach over here only because Kiddushin always needs Shlichas. He can't be Mekadesh and Isha.
So to be here, Kiddushin also needs an Amira.
Okay, I hear.
It's the same thing.
I hear. Let's try to understand these sheetahs a little bit better. Isaac, before
Doesn't the Rashba say to the Rambam, it's not even Evik Nine Mamish?
It's not Evik Nine Mamish. Why? Why? That's the question.
Rambam seems to be understanding it like it is totally like Evik Nine Mamish, in that you don't need a Shliach.
That's what the Rashba is saying. It's not like Ebek Knani Mamish because you should need a Shliach.
Ainzak
Kedin Ebek Knani Mamish. Shalav Shinas and Reuven Vamer Reuven Shetem Ukedeshes Leshem Kepirushin Shavishon. Kepirushin Shavishon is where you have a Shliach. I mean, he doesn't mention the word Shlichas at all over here. That doesn't seem to be his Ikatina.
I mean, he mentions that the middle guys weren't doing it here.
I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm
to support that, if we're taking a really literal read from Evik Nani, the function of the middleman is to do a Natina to get him free. It's not to do an Amira. You can't learn out from the Rambam if it is a literal for transposing the case of Evek Nani into Kiddushin. The function of the middleman in Evek Nani is to do a Matina, not to do an Amira to get him free.
It's to provide money to the Adam. That's his function.
Right. So then, too, that all you can take to Kiddushin is the function of this middleman is to do the Matina. It's not to do the Amira. Therefore, the Amira is self-stemmed from the top.
So you're saying that the Kasha of the Rambam is what? That the Rambam seems to be learning like the Ritva, that you need a separate Amira, and he prefers to learn like Rashi, no? Isn't that what you're saying?
Sorry.
What's the kasha of the Rashba? That the Rambam is introducing a new Amira, that the Baal is the one who's being the Kaddish, and why is that necessary? If the din of Evek Nani is that the Evek Nani doesn't have to provide the Kesef, someone else can provide the Kesef, then that's the Iker over here. It's not a function of a separate Amira. So why does the Rambam learn like the Ritva, not just like Rashi? Isn't that L'chora, the simple kasha of the Rashba? Yes.
I think they're adding that they think the Rashba thinks, correct me if I'm wrong, that the Rambam's taking the parallel too far. That's the line of Midin Evek Nani Mamish. He says, I'm like that it's Midin Evek Nani Mamish. It's one of the lines of the Rashba. The kasha is definitely...
What's the problem?
The kasha is definitely what Rebbe said, that he's deviating from Rashi, but because he's taking Midin Evek Nani too far.
And saying that you need a separate Amir.
Not
the
separate Amir is where the Rambam deviates from Rashi.
Okay.
They're saying, I guess, the too far is that the case is the exact same. I mean, the shliach, the fact that the Rambam sees no option to use a shliach means he's taking it too literally.
Yeah. Right. Evek Kanani works shalom yidat to Evek. You don't need the dat to the Evek. So the Rambam's saying, the Baal doesn't need to know about it from the very beginning. He could even know about it after. But the Rashi is saying, no, that's, we're not making that full.
You're saying the fact that the Baal has to appoint the shliach indicates that it's, that the whole case is being generated by him. Right, so he needs das mitchila, and that's what's strange over here. That's what you're suggesting. I thought I just said exactly what you said. Yaakov, could you translate me?
I think what Rabbi just said would be what the Rambam doesn't make
sense. Shapurim spiel. Okay, Ellie, do you have something to add? Yeah, go ahead, Yaakov.
What Rabbi was just saying that. The Rambam doesn't see the need for das or shmichlas from the beginning, which is what Rashi sees the need for. And Evek Nani also, there's no das in the beginning. Evek Nani is just
right.
Sitting there, and the guy.
That's what you just said before. Is that what you said? Great. Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Very good. Okay. Let's try to back up a little bit and try to understand these Rishonim somewhat better. So we have a Machlokas Rashi under this law. What's the chiddush over here? Does the din of Evek Kanani teach me that even though I need a shlichus, but the kesef doesn't have to be Mishal Habal, doesn't have to be from the Mishaleach, or rather it could be from the shliach? Or is the pshat, no, that I don't need a shlichus here at all? So Rashi learned that the whole chiddush is that the kesef doesn't have to be from the shliach. What's the Havamina, what's the Maskon? Reb Shimon Shkop explains that the Havamina, according to Rashi, is that Kinyan Kesef has to be Kesef Shel Hakone. That's the Svar. The Svar is, how does Kinyan Kesef work? Kinyan Kesef works that when one person gives Kesef, then the other individual is Mishabe Tmuras that Kesef. In return for receiving the Kesef, then he's Mishabe to the individual who gave the Kesef. So if that's the idea of Kinyan Kesef, that the makne is going to be mishtabed, he's going to be makne to the kone, because the kone is giving kesef to the makne, so then it makes sense that you should need misvari, you should need kesef shel hakone going to the makne, because the makne is mishtabed to the kone, tmuras the kesef that the kone is giving to the makne. And maybe that's what the Gemara means. Evek knaini, avagav loko chosef v'lo midi. The problem is that I would have assumed that the kona has to be chaser. Not so much that we care that he's mafsid, that he's missing something. No, I would think that the kona is the one who has to provide the kesef. That's what it means, chaser, that the kona should have to be chaser, that the kona should be the one to provide the kesef. Because since the nature of kinyan kesef is that the makna is mishabed in return for the kesef that the kona is giving him, Mistama, the kesef should have to be shel hakona, because that's the tit for tat. If the makna is giving something to the kona, then mistama, he should be receiving something from the kona. So even if the Baal made the third party into a shliach. That shouldn't help me over here. Shlichus only works to say that the Mais Nesina is Shel Haba, that the Baal can relate to the Mais Nesina. That's great. But where's the Kinyan Kesef over here? If the Kinyan Kesef needs to be Kesef Shel HaKone, because without Kesef Shel HaKone, the Makne is not going to be Mishtabed in return, so then it doesn't matter that there's a Shlichus over here. I need Shlichus plus. I need Shlichus so that we look at it as though it's a Mais Kiddushin from the Baal. The Baal has to do the Maisa Kiddushin. If he's not going to be the one doing the Maisa Kiddushin, he has to appoint a Shliach so that the Maisa Kiddushin can relate back to the Baal. If he doesn't appoint the Shliach, how can the whole Maisa Nesina, how can the Maisa Kiddushin be connected? How can it relate back to the Baal? But besides that halacha, it can't be called a Kinyan Kesef unless the Kesef is coming from the Kona, unless it's coming from the Baal. So how can this work over here if the Kesef is coming from the Shliach? Kamash Malan, just like Ebed Knaini. Ein Ochosev Lomidi, the Ebed Knaini is not Chosev Lomidi, does make. The Kone, the one who's acquiring himself, the Ebed Knaini who's acquiring himself, is not Chosev Lomidi, meaning the Kesef doesn't come from the Ebed Knaini, it doesn't come from the Kone. From that we see that by Kinyan Kesef in general, the key is not that the Kesef comes from the Kone, that the Kone is giving something Mishalo to the Makne. Ebed Knaini teaches me a fundamentally yesod about Kinyan Kesef Ba'alma, that Kinyan Kesef doesn't have to be that the Kone is giving something to the Makne. The key is that the Makne is Mekabel Kesef. So if the key is that the Makne is Mekabel Kesef, then even if the third party is the one giving the Kesef, it should work. Shlichus, I need the Shlichus to satisfy a different issue, that how can the Kiddushin relate to the Mishaleach, relate to the Baal, if there's no shlichus over here. But even if it can relate to the Baal, it's misyaches to the Baal, but it's not a kinyan kesef, so how can it be kiddusha kesef? That's a second issue. How can it be kiddusha kesef? Kamash malon, that no. Eved Kanani teaches us that even if the Eved is not the one giving the kesef, he's the kona, but he's not giving the kesef to the makna, it's still called a kinyan kesef. Because in kinyan kesef, it's not necessary for the kona to give. It's only necessary for the Makna to receive. If the Makna receives Kesef, either because the Kone is Mamtsi the Kesef to him, he's providing the Kesef for the Shavah Kesef, or someone else is providing it on behalf of this Kone, that's also sufficient. If someone else is providing Kesef on behalf of the Kone, it's as if the Kone is providing that Hana, he's providing the Kesef for the Shavah Kesef. And the din of Eved Knaini teaches me that Kinyan Kesef does not require that the Kone give Kesef to the Makne, but rather that the Makne receive Kesef from the Kone or from on behalf of the Kone, from someone on behalf of the Kone. That's the Yesod of the Sugya Kointe Rashi. So this is a fundamental principle that we have to address. Is this really true? Is this really true? Right, what seems to emerge from this sugi is a fundamental yesod about Kinyan Kesef in general. That the yesod of Kinyan Kesef is not that the Kona actually has to give something to the Makne, it's not to give something Mishalo, but rather that the Makne has to receive something. The Makne has to receive something. The Isha in Kiddushin, right? What's the key to Kiddusha Kesef? Is the key to Kiddusha Kesef that the Baal is giving Kesef to the woman, or that the woman is receiving Kesef from the Baal? Do we go Baser Nosen or Baser Mekabel? What's the key to Kinyan Kesef? Not just in Kiddushin, but what's the key to Kinyan Kesef in general? Mishle Melech in Hilchus Ishus in Perakei Halacha Aleph has a famous suffix about this very question. What's the key in Kiddushin? Is the key the Mekabel or the Nosen? That the woman is receiving money or that the Baal is giving her money? What's the key? He says, I'll give you a suffix. Let's say the woman Taka is receiving, but the Baal is not giving. Now how can that be? If it's Shavah Pruta, so then the Baal is both giving and the woman's receiving. How can I split between the Mekabel and the Nosen? Mishle Melech says, well, I can give you a case where the item is Shavah Pruta to the Isha, but not to the Baal. Let's say a woman is a Chola, Sheyesh Bo Sakonet. Then the Baal's Mekadesh, the Isurei Hano. Isurei Hano, not a Shavah Pruta, it's also for the... It's also for people to get Hanoah from the Isuri Hanoah. They're probably not a Shavah Pruta. They might not even be Shalot. They might not even belong to the individual. Well, the Mishnah on Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis says that Mekadesh b'Isuri Hanoah ain't a Mekudeshes. You can't be Mekadesh with Isuri Hanoah. You're not giving Shavah Pruta to the Isha. It doesn't work. Back to Mishnah Melech. What's the din? Let's say a woman is a cholah sheyesh bo sakanas. Then she can be nana from Yisuri Anah. Even Yisuri Anah beraisa. It's pikoch nefesh. So then she's allowed to be nana. Let's say the husband is mekadosh her with Yisuri Anah beraisa, but she's a cholah sheyesh bo sakanas. Well, let's say she's not a cholah sheyesh bo sakanas. She's a cholah sheyesh bo sakanas, but he's mekadosh her with Yisuri Anah derabbanan. Yisuri Anah derabbanan, a mutter for cholah sheyesh bo sakanas. She's a chola, some kind of a chola, and the Yisuri are not permissible to her. What's the din? Can that kiddushin work or not? So he says the chor, it's dependent on the shayla. If the key is that the Baal has to give a shavah pruta mishalo, it's not shavah pruta to him, because he can't get hana from this Yisuri hana. But if the key is that the makabel, that the woman should receive a shavah pruta, then shitaka is receiving a shavah pruta, even though it's Yisuri hana. And most people can't get hana from this item, but if she's a cholah sheyesh bo sakana, and if it's Yisuri Anah derabbanan, and she's at least a cholah sheyesh bo sakana, then she's allowed to get Anah from this. So if we go basa mekabel, then she should be mekudeshes. If we go basa notzin, then she shouldn't be mekudeshes. Sofik in the Mishnah Melech, Hilchas Ishes Perakei Halacha Aleph. Very famous sofik. It's a long piece, Mishnah Melech. So he says, I'll bring you a raya. It's not just my sofik. Rishonim take a stand on this. Yes. Is it also to do? Is the husband getting Hanoah from the Yisuri Anah by being the Kaddish and Isha with the Yisuri Anah? Probably. Right? He's getting Hanoah from the Yisuri Anah, but the Kiddusha might still work. The Kiddusha might still work. Interesting. Right, he's not getting direct Hanoah, it's like an indirect Hanoah. But he's still getting some kind of Hanoah from the Yisuri Anah. Comes the Mishnah Melech and says, I'll bring you a Raya from Iran. Iran in the second paragraph. This is a world famous Ran. If you have a Gemara with you, please turn to the Ran. We'll look at it together itself. The last daf in the Ran in the second paragraph. The Mishnah daf in the Dava Mebeis says, Mekadosh b'Yisuri Anah is Eina Mekudeshes, Mekadosh b'Orla b'Kilei Akaren, b'Shoraniska, b'Eglarufa, all the strange Yisuri Anah that you can think of. Chometz b'Pesach is Yisuri Anah. Orla, right? Eina mekudeshes. Zok the Mishnah, mochan v'kiddush b'dmei and harezu mekudeshes. Mochan v'kiddush b'dmei. You sell the orla, now you have money. It's not tofes as dama, right? The orla is asubana, but the money now is mutubana. So mochan v'kiddush b'dmei and harezu mekudeshes. That works. The chalife isure hana, what you exchange for the isure hana, that's mutta. It's mutta to be nanefam. So mochan v'kiddush b'dmei and the kiddushin work. So frankly, Ran, sounds great, but it's not so great according to Rashi and Chulin. Got to know a little bit of Rashi. Rashi and Chulin on the Abdalad and the Beis. Because of Rashi's Abba Perakam the Chulin, this is in the round of Ramascha Mochran. The Chiyaminen did the Mei Isurei Hana, Shein Tovsin, the Mei Mutarim, Hani Mili Lacherim, Abba Mochran Atzma Asurim. For the Mochran Atzma, for the Machlif, the Isurei Hana, the Khalifa Isurei Hana are also Asur. Not only is the Orla Asur, but the Khalifin of the Orla, the money that you exchange for the Orla, are also Asur. He sells Orla to someone else, he gets money. Rashi and Chulin says that those monies, that money that the Machlif gets, they're Asur, Midrabbanan, is the Machlif. Chazal made a knas on him, because they don't want him to play games over here. So on the Machlif, they're still Asur. On Acher and the Mutu, but on the Machlif, they're still Asur. So in fact, Iran, how did the Kiddushin work? Mochan v'kiddush v'dmeyem harezo mekudeshes. Fact around, but according to Rashi and Chulin, the money is still usur on the Machlif, so the money should be usur on the Mekadosh. If the money is usur on the Mekadosh, how can he use that for Kiddushin? It's doch Mekadosh b'dava she'eino shalom, Mekadosh b'dava she'ein bo shove pruta. That's the Ran's kasha on Rashi and Chulin. The Dvarav, Hainu time of the Mekudesha, says the Ran. What can you say for Rashi? Aval bishayu adam asurim la Mekadosh. Bishim the cave and shehimu teres lehonos bahen ukna asan machmaso mekudeshes. Since the woman is allowed to be nana from the chalifei Yisuri Anah, from the money is not asa for her, the oral is asa, the sharaniskal is asa, the Yisuri Anah themselves are asa on the woman. But the money is mutter on the achem, chalifei Yisuri Anah are mutter, they're asa on the machlev according to Rashi, but they're mutter for everyone else. Of the Ran, the answer for Rashi is since they're mutter for everyone else, and she acquired these domim machmaso because of the Baal, then that's called a kinyan kesev. She could be mekudeshes with that kesev. Pesach, the Mishnah Melech. What do you see from the Rambam's Pesach B'Das Yonashim? Who do we follow? Do you follow the Nosen or the Mekabel? Is the key in Kinyan Kesef that the Mekabel receives Hanai, receives Shava Pruta, receives Kesef, or does the Nosen have to give Kesef to the Mekabel in order for it to be a Kinyan Kesef? Since clearly from the Ran, you see that it's a function of the Makabel. If the Makabel receives the Kesef, if he receives Hanoi, he receives the Shavar Pruta, then the Kinyan Kesef is going to be Chal. It's not dependent on the Nosein. So similarly, if the woman would be a Chola and she'd be Mutta be Isuri Anah, then even if the Baal is Makashir with the Isuri Anah themselves, not just with the money. The case that the Ran is talking about is Khalife Isuri Anah, the money from the Isuri Anah. You sold them. But the same halacha would be true if she were a chola, yesh bo sakana, ein bo sakana, different cases, right? Then the Baal would be able to be mekarisha with the Yisrei Anah mamish, because those Yisrei Anah, the Rabbanan, the Raisa, whatever level it is, those Yisrei Anah are mutter for the woman, we follow the Makabel, and as long as it's true to her, then it's going to be sufficient. That's the Mishnah Melech's conclusion. The Sivis, in Choshe Mishpat, makes a similar statement in Simin Shin Mem Ches Katan Aleph. He says the Ramah in Hilchas Kiddushin in Simin Chav Ches writes that even though Gezel Akum is Osir, we paskin that it's Osir to steal from a goy. So Machlokis in the Gemara at the end of Bava Kama, where the Gezel Akum is Osir, Gezel Akum Mutter, we paskin it's Osir, it's Osir. They're different psukim. It's based on psukim. So we paskin that Gezel Akum is Osir. What's the din if someone steals from a guy and then is Mekadesh Anisha with that Gezel Akum? Is she Mekadesh or not? So the Ramah in Hilchas Kiddushin Simen Chav Ches Sif Aleph, the end of Sif Aleph, he says, Kidsha Begezel O Gnevas Akum Havi Mekadesh The Ha'ena Tzricha Lahach Zerak Mekach Kiddush Hashem. For Kiddush Hashem, if there's an opportunity of Kiddush Hashem, then there's a chiyuv to return the Gezel Akum. If there's no opportunity for Kiddush Hashem, he's not going to know that he returned it. Now, if he can put a big yarmulke on and return the gezel, right, so then he knows it's a Jew who gave it back to him, so then it's an opportunity of Kiddush Hashem, so then maybe there's a mitzvah to return it. There's no opportunity for Kiddush Hashem, says the Ramah, there's no chiyuv hashava. It might be also to steal from the guy, but there's no chiyuv hashava. Din v'heishav ha'gezel asher gozel applies to Yisrael, not to gezel akum. That's what the Ramah assumed. It's not poshut, by the way. Not poshut that that's true. If you assume Gezel Akum is awesome, maybe there's a Chiyuv HaShava by Gezel Akum too. It's not so poshut. Right? But the Ramah says that there is no Chiyuv HaShava by Gezel Akum. Zokta Nesivis in Simen Shimem Chesed Katan Aleph. What does it matter? The Ramah says that Kidsha B'Gnevas Akum is Mekudash because there's no Chiyuv HaShava. Since there's no Chiyuv HaShava, so therefore you can be Mekadesh with it. So what if there's no Chiyuv HaShava? Does it belong to you? Does the Gezel belong to you? If it's also to take from the guy, then the item still belongs to the guy, just I don't have to return it. Does it belong to me? Is it Sheli? Can I be owed to the midst of Dalad Minim with this Gezel Akum? It doesn't belong to me. Quotes of Mogen Avram, who says that even if you hold Gezel Akum as mutter, even if you hold Gezel Akum as mutter, it still might not belong to you. Even if Gezel Akum is mutter to do, it still might not belong to you. You still might not be able to be owed, say, Dalad Minim with this Gezel. But Kol Shkein, if Gezel Akum is Osir, of course it doesn't belong to you. It still belongs to the guy. The only thing is, there's no chiyuv hashava. It's a strange idea. If you're not mechuyev to return it, even though it belongs to the guy. The mitzvah hashava doesn't apply. But if it doesn't belong to you, so how can the kiddushin work? How can the kiddushin work? You stole from the guy. There's no chiyuv hashava. It can't belong to you. There's no shini rishus. There's no shini rishus. You're the gazlan. So it doesn't belong to you, but you just don't have to give it back. So how can you be Makadosh with it? It's Dachadav Hashem Shalom. If they know the Makadosh with Dachadav Hashem Shalom, how can you be Makadosh with Gezel Akum? Why does the Ramah say the reason why you can be Makadosh with Gezel Akum is if there's no Chiyuv HaShava, so therefore you can be Makadosh with it, but it doesn't belong to you. It's us to take from the God. It doesn't belong to you. So what that you don't have to return, but it doesn't belong to you. So aren't you Makadosh with Dachadav Hashem Shalom? So this no, there's a Yisod that comes out from the Ramah. Ramah is saying Kiddushin is different. Just because you can't be, I would say, the mitzvah dalad minim, lekachtem lochem, you can't fulfill because it's not lochem, it's not yours. Just because it's not yours doesn't mean that you can't do kiddushin with it. Can you do kiddushin b'davar shel hefker? The seer holds yes. If it's a davar shel hefker, I don't want to be zochin it, but I pick it up to give to the woman. I say hareat mekudeshes li b'davar zeh shel hefker. I don't want. I'm a lamdan. I don't want I want to pick it up. I don't want to acquire it, but I want to be Makarsha with the Dovah Shel Hefker. Does that work? Zokta Nesivis, yes. Doesn't have to be mine. As long as I'm Mamtzi Hano, as long as I make Hano available to the woman, then she's Mekudeshes to me. That's a Kenyan Kesef. As long as I'm Mamtzi Hano, that's his Loshen, to be Mamtzi, to invent, right? To make available to the woman. If I'm Mamtzi Hano Leisha, even though it doesn't belong to me, then she can be Mekudeshes. A Dovah Shel Hefker doesn't belong to me, but if I'm Mamtzi Lahano, if I'm Mamtzi Lahano, Dovah Shel Hefker, then she can be Mekudeshes. Gezel Akam might not belong to me, but once I give it to the woman, there's a Shini Rishus, she can use it then. Right? I don't have a Chiyuv Hashava, she certainly doesn't have to return it either. But once there's a Shini Rishus, then she can taka use it. So as long as it's Mutta for her, and I'm Mamtzi Lahano for her, then that's going to be Mekudeshes. Zeraya says the Nesivis from the Ran in Perek Beis the Kiddushin. Tim Kinshu b'Chalifa Yisur Anah the Mekudeshes Kevan de Ledidah Sharia. As long as it's Mutter for her, the Mekudeshes Mitam Shekasati the Kevan to Himtzi Lahana Hamuteres La Mekudeshes. Once he was Mamtzi Lahana Hamuteres La, it's Mekudeshes like Schok Lefanei Dabra Laila Shilton. No difference. Hanah Kekesef. What does Hanah Kekesef mean? It doesn't have to be Hanah that I could get, and I'm giving that up. I don't have to give up anything. Mishali. As long as I give Hanah Chadosha, a new Hanah to the woman, that's sufficient to be Mekarsha. That can be called a Kesef. Yes? I'm sorry? No, Mekarsha B'dava Sheino Shalom. Mekarsha B'gezel, you're saying? If I'm a Kaddish with someone else's money, so if he doesn't allow me to be a Kaddish, then she doesn't have a right to use it. Right? She would not have a right to use it. If he's not Messiahish from getting it back, then she would not have a right to use it. But I guess apparently, even if you don't have to return it, but once it goes into someone else's rishus, then the Kaka can use it. Right? Then it's mutter for them to use it. But by regular Gezel, if the Bailam are not Messiahish, so then it is a Davashin and Shalom, you can't be a Kaddish with that. Okay? So we see a lot of Achronim are saying that the idea of Kenyan Kesef is not so much that the Nosen has to give something Mishalo, but rather that the Makabel, right, that the Makne has to receive Kesef. The Makne has to receive Kesef, and that can be called a Kenyan Kesef. Nafkemina, that even if it's only a Shavaputa for the Makne, right, like by the case of Chola, Isurei Hana, Khalife Isurei Hana, Nafkamina Gezel Akum that you give to the woman. All of those cases, the Nosein, the Mekadesh, can't derive any benefit from it, but the woman can, and the Achronim seem to say that can work in Kiddushin. What's the Mokka for this? How do they know that? What's this, a Svara? A Svara that Kenyan Kesef is a function of the Mekabel, not the Nosein? Is it a function of a Svara? That's it's obvious that's the way Kenyan Kesef works? It's off the Mishnah, not, no. It's not a Svara. There's a Yalfusa for this halacha. What's the Yalfusa? That's the second part. The second part of the Mishnah Melech. Turn to page 4 in the handout if you have it with you. Quotes Radvaz. Radvaz in the Tshuva has a third case. Right, we've spoken about till now Khalifa Yisrei Ano, Gesalakum. A third case. Let's say the man, the prospective suitor, throws Shavu Kesef to the woman. And at the time that he throws the Shavah Kesef, it's not worth the Shavah Pruta. And then when the woman receives it, it is worth the Shavah Pruta. Very strange case. I don't know what that means. He throws a stock at the woman. It's not worth the Shavah Pruta. And then, whoa, the stock goes up in value. And now it's worth the Shavah Pruta. Penny stock. Right? Right, so it wasn't worth the Shavah Pruta when he threw it. B'shas Nesin, it's not worth the Shavah Pruta. B'shas Kabul, it is worth the Shavah Pruta. Does that work for Kedusha? It's off the Radvaz. You think so? I do it. Radvaz was asked this shayla. He received some very interesting shaylas there. I can't connect myself to the case because it's very strange. But okay, you know, it's a theoretical, it's a conceptual shayla, but it points to an important halacha. Is it going to work as long as nisyaku v'amdu al pruta between the nesina and the kabbalah? Zokta Radvaz, you think so? V'heishiv adavar bar debas dido azlinan. Radvaz says that the kiddushin is chal when she receives the maos, it's chal b'shas kabbalah, and as long as it's shavu pruta, then that's sufficient. The afagav de kishen osno hu lo hayashavu pruta, even though when he gave it, it wasn't worth a pruta. v'lo mechsar v'lo midi. He's not giving up something. He's not spending a shavah pruta on her. So Radvaz, the key to kinyan kesef is not spending the money. Not that the makna has to... Not that the kona has to be spending money, giving something to the makna, but rather the makna has to be makabel something. Avagav the kishanasna hu lo hayashavah pruta v'lo mechsar v'lo midi. V'kamakam koni. Why? How does he know that? Midin eved knayin. Eved knayin is the mocker. The kinyan kesef is a function of the makabel and not the nosin. It's not a tzara pshuta. It's the yalfusa. Eved knayin is the mocker that we reinterpret our impression of kinyan kesef. The kinyan kesef is about the makabel. It's about receiving a shavah pruta. So as long as the makabel, as long as the makne receives a shavah pruta, then the kinyan kesef is going to go through. It doesn't matter that the kona didn't really give him anything. Avagav lochosim midi, koni nafshei. The eved is koni nafshei, even though he's lochosim lamidi. He's not giving anything. The achar, the yanim, the third party is giving. Nevertheless, he's going to be koni nafshei. You see from that a fundamental yisod about kinyan kesef in general, which can apply to kiddushin. Hay gavernami, avagav lochosim midi, koni lahay itza. Eved kanani is the mokar that by kinyan kesef, by kiddushin kesef, the key is not the giving of kesef mitzad the kona, but rather the kabolas ha-kesef mitzad the isha. That's the chiddush of this gemara. That even though mekadesh mishalo, even though the shliach is mekadesh mishalo, the baal is not chosev lomidi, meaning it's not the kesef of the kona, the kiddushin still can work. But why? How can it work if it's not a kinyan kesef? The kamash malon is that it can be a kinyan kesef as long as there's a kabbalah of shavah pruta, even if the kone is not giving anything to shalom. That's the shita of Rashi and Sura. The question is, why did the Ritva not learn like that? Why did he say, first of all, that we're not talking about a case of shlichus? That if we're talking about shlichus, I don't need any chiddush din to explain the kiddushin. That's kash number one. Secondly, what's the chiddush of the Gemara according to the Ritva? Eved Kanani is apparently not teaching me the same thing as it's teaching according to Rashi. What is the Ritva learning? How is he learning the sugya? Why does he disagree with Rashi? And what's the chiddush of the din of Eved Kanani that teaches me that even though loko chasav olmid, even though the Baal is not giving any money, nevertheless he can be mekadesh the isha and the kiddushin are going to be chayav. So look at some of the other makaros and we'll compare.